Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Tommy Dreamer, Mickey James, and I talk about the Montreal Screwjob. That's right, November 9th. 1997, 25 years ago today, the Montreal Screwjob. We give my take, Tommy's takes, of course, Mickey's takes on what took place 25 years ago. Also, we speak to Earl Hebner on what took place on that fateful night for the Montreal Screwjob. Also, we get into what happened, another screwjob of sorts on NXT. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Boy, did Bret Hart get screwed November 9th, 1997. We're looking back at that. I mean, first and foremost, I mean, I know I'm going to sound like a real old man here, but where does the time go? November 9th, 1997. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, Mickey, but 25 years and people are still talking about the Montreal Screwjob.
It's insane. It's insane. I saw a GIF going around the other day and I shared it. And I was like, what you think of when you think wrestling 20 years ago is like, for me, I'm going like, oh, I'm thinking Macho Man, Hulk Hogan. In reality, it was this moment and Stone Cold and The Rock. And,
yep.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy to think like, what? I'm like, what? Oh, God. Where did
little
it go?
Sidebar, how much were we all enjoying Shawn Michaels' sexy music song?
Come on, you can't help but shake them hips when Sexy Boy hits.
So good.
And Mickey, you made a great point before, because Earl Hebner is going to join us, and Earl Hebner is a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest at what he was able to accomplish through his whole career, through the territories, to everything that he was able to do. But the first thing that people think of when they think of Earl Hebner is they think of this date back in on November 9th. And I'm looking forward to talking to him and letting him know that, man, you're not just about that date. You know, there's so much more to his career than just what happened in Montreal that night.
Yeah, I do think that people gloss over a lot of what Earl's been able to do even since then, because, you know, I have to think about, and I've not really talked with Earl about this, but like his feeling in the locker room of like the boys would even trust him again after he would do, you know, he did that. And like, you know, he's done, and we even at Impact, you know, when I was working, when he was there before, it's just like, I love Earl so much. And I think that going there, I got to know Earl on a whole different level. That's why I was like, Earl, you need to write a book. You have so many stories. And I just think that your story is one that people would really gravitate to and would like to hear. They'd like to hear, you know, your side and your position on it, because he was still very new and you're so job insecure. Like you said, like if he didn't do it, he would have been without a job. And it's like the job that he worked at. So it was kind of like and refs are always put in that position, I think, anyway, of always being the stooges. Yeah. So the boys never quite trust the referees anyway, because it's all how it is. I mean, I don't think it's that way anymore, but it was a very like different locker room kind of situation then. And I can't imagine, you know, Earl having to come out of it. And then that is the thing, you know, he's done so many amazing things and legitimately probably one of the greatest referees of all time. And most people remember him only for that. You know,
it's sad. Yeah, it is sad. And Tommy, it's true. You kind of, it's such a big date. It's such a big mark in the history of pro wrestling that, you know, I mean, he even embraced it when he was with TNA having the shirt that, you know, the, you know, I screwed Brett shirt and all,
yeah,
like, which
right,
you
I
know.
Did it.
Yeah. But, you know, you almost have to embrace that because, you know, because if you don't laugh, you cry. And I'm sure that was the situation with Earl.
Right. Well, Dave, I mean, honestly, think of a moral dilemma. Think if Eddie, our boss, said you got to screw over Tommy or Mickey on this show live. You have to set them up. And when that's said, then boom, they're going to be gone.
Canceled.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
It's a hard decision to do because, you know, he had a relationship with both guys and he's,
right,
you know, said one of his relationship was strained after it.
Right.
And again, all things that we'll talk about because he's been open and honest. But like if the last or the latest controversy, whatever, you know, when there was an altercation in the back, you know, within AEW, think of how the world reacted.
Right.
Now that is, there's speculation, there's all this stuff. There was only a handful of people there. Mm-hmm. Think about the ramifications when it happens in front of a live, you know, audience. And then everyone, you know, speculating again. There's, I remember, what's his name? Latrell Sprewell, the basketball player, choked his coach and yep, everyone broke it up. And he was earmarked for that for a long, long time because of, you know, what he did. If that happened today, forget about it because just of social media, all those things. People don't understand the magnitude of this event. Again, like you said, why we're still talking about it. It has held its legs for a lot of years, and there's still different layers to this onion that I'm sure we can peel throughout.
Yeah.
And I think.
Go ahead, Mickey. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I think it also involves the players that are involved, because if it had happened to a lower card guy or, you know, somewhere earlier, if it wasn't like two of the top stars, you know, pretty much Brett, who was like the flagship bearer, and Sean, who they were building in that sense to be a flagship bearer, I think that it wouldn't have been so synonymous. I mean, I don't know.
These are two of the greatest workers in their prime.
Right.
Going at it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the equivalent of who this would be right now, and I don't think we have that. But during that era, you know, if like Rock Austin was on, I don't want to say the decline, but Rock was on his way up, Austin had that spot, and like Rock was the next guy, but both those guys were already the guy. It would be an equivalent to Roman Reigns fighting with Roman Reigns because
right,
we don't have his counter right now. And it's just how those two guys, they're in ring, both how they felt it was supposed to be. There was so much. There was outside influences. There was speculations. The whole Sunny Days thing started up and then it's going personal on the air. There's so many different layers to all of this where you're blurring the lines of reality and fiction that's happening in the ring. But this was more or less, you're going to shoot on me, I'm going to shoot back on you. And it's all going to culminate on a pay-per-view, which then created the most controversial moment in professional wrestling.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog, not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
If there was a Mount Rushmore, this man would definitely be on it. And that is our guest that joins us right now, the one and only Earl Hebner. Earl, how are you this morning? And thank you so much for the time.
I'm great. How are you?
So good.
We're better now that we see you, bud.
That's right.
Come on, Tommy. You've been telling me that for years.
Well, you do. You make me happy. I love hanging out with you. Yeah. And we get Mickey, me, you, and Mickey. This is like old times. I love
We're gonna
it.
We're going to reminisce.
Can't beat this trio.
That's right.
Now, as you know, today is 25 years to the most controversial day in your life, buddy. And everybody's still talking about it. We have people still calling in about it. Dave's still upset about it. He doesn't let things go. He's a crazy psychopath. but we kind of wanted to get your perspective. And just from like everything that's gone on, you know, I don't want to say since then, but like if we could take us back to that day, you going into that match knowing what was going on.
So what do you want me to say?
Well, tell us your thoughts.
Well, it was really stressful. Walking to the ring with that little short distance, it seemed like it was about 10-mile walk for me, looking and thinking and which way, which options I was going to go with and do. And it all come to an end when I got in the ring.
Yeah. That's wild. I'm sure it was difficult. And Earl, it's so funny because, you know, we've kind of talked about this like in person or just whatever, but not really in the sense of like, I can't imagine the pressure you must have felt from, one, like, okay, you knew if you didn't do this thing or, and I guess there's more to it that we don't know. And I don't know how much you want to dive into it, but if you didn't do it, you were going to be without a job. This is the dream job. This is the pinnacle, you know, and you're an amazing referee. And even your career, therefore, after has always been synonymous with this moment, like, and merchandising and stuff, but you've done so many amazing things in the ring, prior and even after that, including all the ref spots with us ladies at Impact Wrestling, you know, get that spot in. We're going to get that Earl kiss spot in. But no, I just think that I can't imagine, especially then, like it must have been a real internal battle to go, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to just say screw it and give up my dream job? Like, what made you, obviously, like, what? How are you feeling going into that? And like, I'm sure just like nerves or whatever, but even when it came down to the decision of like doing the business on that side of it, like, I know you said you got in the car straight away. The car was running. I mean, take us through your feelings and your emotion of like the whole thing, because like you said, like even up until the final moment, like you were thinking about like, should I, shouldn't I, like, internally, because we wouldn't have known that going through the match, right? Like, we wouldn't have known that, like, how you were feeling or any of that up until that moment.
Right. It was, well, you know, I got all my information walking to the gorilla position.
Right.
So when you get to the gorilla position, and as we all know, you got to, what, maybe 25 to 50 feet walk to the ring. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I got my message of what they wanted me to do and what was I, and what, well, what they wanted me to do and what was I going to do was two different things at the time. And first I said, certain person, I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And that didn't get over too good. And then I left it at that and, walking to the ring, I had the different feeling, well, what do I do really? And am I going to do it or I'm not going to do it? And I guess when I got to the ring, I ended up doing what they asked me to do. But it was a tough situation. It's either do it or you don't have a job or whatever the price I was going to pay after.
Right, right.
You know, Earl, for you, and obviously that's a big weight on you in that moment when you're walking to the ring. And like you said, that 25 to 50 feet of that walk to the ring. Like, are you still amazed that here we are 25 years later? And as Tommy said, we're taking phone calls. Our phone lines have been jam-packed to talk about something that took place 25 years ago. Does it still amaze you that this moment is still something that's talked about like it is?
Yeah, it's almost older than I am. I didn't think it was this long.
I like the fact that your daughter's text message sound like an old-timey car horn, and I'm talking to you during it.
Texting me, of all people to text me now is Bully Ray.
Fat Bubba. He's interrupting the show.
Bully Ray, and he's a host on this show, and he's the one who's texting you while you're doing our interview, Mr. that
Hebner.
Son of a bitch.
We all love Mr. Hebner.
He should know Earl doesn't have a computer.
I'm going to text him right now to stop texting you.
Mr. Hebner, I got to tell you this. Dave said something so important. And Dave, if you could tell Earl, because then I'm going to follow up about it, about your most known for this moment. And it kind of like, that's where people really, really do know you. But there's so much more to you. Thank you, Bully. So Dave, can you say what you were going to say to Earl?
Well, I mean, I, you know, as again, like, and I said it when we introduced you, like I said, you're one of the greatest of all time. If there was a Mount Rushmore of referees in the history of pro wrestling, you would be a part of that. One of my all time favorite matches, you know, in the top 10 is the I Quit match between Magnum TA and Tully Blanchard at Starrcade. You were the referee for that match. Like, you've been a part of so many great moments and memories. Like, I feel for me, as a fan of yours and a fan of pro wrestling, that it's unfortunate that you're always going to be connected to this incident. Do you feel the same way?
Yes, yes. I'll live with it till I die.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Hebner, I got to tell you, not because of I love you or like so many of the boys love and respect you. Everybody would have probably done exactly the same thing. But like, you were part of the greatest wrestling angle of all time, you know, on the Saturday night's main event with the twin refs. My favorite part about, like, I mean, not just hanging out with you, is kind of when you embraced it when you were in Impact. I remember the one point, like, we're on a house show and people like, you all asked me, but I screw Brett. And you're like, hell yeah, and I'd do it again. And like, you embraced it and like, yeah, it would get the biggest pop. And like, we'd have to pull the microphone away from you. Right. And just the whole shirt. But like, you, it's a negative, but you're a positive in all of our lives that ever worked with you. You are on our Mount Rushmore of referees and just like how special you are to all of us. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what to do, but you've done so much for this business. And again, being one of the best referees of all time, that's what you're going to go down on by your peers. So please, like, I love you and I won't praise you ever again publicly like this, because I'll bury you behind the scenes, but we love you so much.
We do love you so much. I know it made me sad when you were like, I'll never forget it. Like it's forever. I hope you don't regret it, because you, like Tommy said, that you had done so much prior and have done so much after. And I think that, yes, the start, the twin magic, but also just, I think that you gave referees, like, you've helped build the foundation of pretty much every locker room you've been in for the referees, and being the senior ref leading up, you know, not just in WWE, but when you were in Impact. And I think that, you know, even with Brian and like the history and the legacy of you and David is always going to live on in this business. And I just, I think you're a wonderful human being for one thing. And, but I also just think that, you know, I think that Tommy's right. And anybody in that, in your position would have done the same thing. And I can't see anyone doing otherwise, because that was a choice that you had to make, and it was a business decision. And, you know,
hey, wait, let me ask you something. Did you get a bonus for doing it?
Oh yeah.
Better. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you did.
You got a payday.
You got a payday.
Something I never knew after 25 years.
Well,
if I told you, Tommy, you'd have wanted half of it.
Oh God. Earl, I have a question for you that's not related to that, because you know, we had you on Gaw TV recently, and I was like, God, I found out this tidbit of information that I never even knew about you. But it was like, who, you know, you coming into the business at the time when you came in the business, like who was some of your favorite people? Who's been like some of your favorite people ever to like share the ring with, to be involved with, like storyline wise, just in the ring wise, chemistry wise, or you felt like just had a good connection with?
Well, you know, when I started, I was working for Jim Crockett. Okay. And then Dusty came down to be the booker, and bless his heart, he's the one that gave me the break of my life. And he was so good to me. And I just really, well, I loved him to death, and he's the one that named me Baby Earl. And I shared so many good times with him, riding in his big red truck, going down 85 and 95, running over the signs on the side of the road. He'd go, watch this, Baby Earl. He put the thing in four-wheel drive or something, and he'd run over the signs, and we'd laugh and joke. And I just had a great time with him, and bless his heart. Like I said, he gave me the break in my life. And then working with the other guys like Magnum TA, Wahoo, Flair, just I could keep on naming them. I was a lucky guy to come through at that time to be with those talented pieces of people, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were great. And then as time went on, you know, I went up to WWF and WWE and TNA and AEW a little bit. And it was just great. But I've been around so many great superstars, and I was lucky to share some of my time with the legends.
Hey, Earl, you're a legend. You're on everybody's Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, Mount Rushmore of referees. Who are your top three best referees you ever saw?
Well, I'll start with Nick Patrick. He was a great guy, great friend. Mike Chioda,
Kiki,
and yeah, and then of course the guy that really trained me and helped me is Tommy Young.
Yeah,
nice, agreed. Good list. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Earl, with this day and it being 25 years since the Montreal Screwjob, and I've know you probably had so many emotions throughout the last 25 years, have things become easier? Like, are you able to now kind of live with this, put it behind you, and move on?
Well, yeah, because it's been maybe a couple of years ago, I was on a house show with Brett, and I wasn't going to go because he was on it, and he wanted me and my brother to come to the show. So we came to the show. I think it was Big Time Wrestling or something like that. And he brought us to the ring and he put us over and he hugged us. And from that day on, we've been great friends. I text him now and then, and he texts me back. And once in a while, we'll talk to each other on the phone. So we'll actually, all that's behind us now. It's all gone. It's all over. I have nothing negative really to say about Brett, and never did anyway.
Right.
And we're good friends, and a lot of people now, where you go, they want to know this, know that. And I'm just not going to stir the shit up no more. It's over. It's done. We're friends. And if this thing lives another 25 years, I won't know about it. But if it does, it does. But at least I know I'm friends with Brett.
Right.
That's awesome. A relationship mended.
Yeah.
So let's end this on a high note. And again, thank you so much for giving us the time this morning. We truly appreciate it. For you, your fondest memory of your career, your favorite moment of your career?
Going into the TNA Hall of Fame. I never thought I'd get up be in the Hall of Fame, but I don't know if I'm the only referee that's in one, but that was a special and memory night for me. And I looked up in the ring, and when they gave me the watch, I go, Dusty, this belongs to you and I, buddy. I love you.
And that's awesome.
And I mean that.
Yeah.
Earl, thank you.
Make me cry this morning.
Make you cry.
Don't make me cry this morning. Paul said something like, you are the mountain, because it's true. You are the mountain. And I hope you get all the Hall of Fames, all the rings, and then you make people kiss them.
If I do, I'll tell you what, Mickey, if I do get another, if I ever get a Hall of Ring, I mean a Hall of Fame.
Hall of Ring? Yes, sir.
See, every time I talk to you, you just get me so fired up. You're just so beautiful, and I loved you all my life.
Oh, my God. I love you, Earl.
He was talking
true story, Earl and I we lived 7 minutes from each other, sidebar, and we were talking about, I mentioned the breakfast sandwiches earlier, and Tommy is still jealous to this day that he never got a breakfast sandwich with an aluminum foil with his name written on it and a Sharpie.
Well, let me tell you a quick little Earl Hebner, Tommy Dreamer story. One time I had all the beautiful women as my managers, and we're doing an indie show, and out comes my manager for the night, Earl Hebner. And I'm like, I turn to him and I go, Earl, I've had all these beautiful girls as my managers, and now I'm stuck with you. And he goes, well, your boobs are now bigger than all of them. So
Wow.
in the ring.
Wow.
Earl, wow.
Before I go, I want to say something. Really and truly, I love everybody in the business, but I love you. I love you, Tommy, and Mickey. I love you to death. And
me too.
This show can't get any better with us three on it.
That's for sure. Sorry,
I agree,
David.
With that, sir. No, it's okay.
You too, Earl. I hope
Earl,
to talk to you and
so
see
much.
You again.
Thank
Come
you, sir.
Come on anytime.
Anytime.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Of course. Anytime.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Right.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast. Here to tell you, you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
Well, you know what we got to do? We haven't had a chance because there's been so much conversation about the 25th anniversary of the Montreal Screwjob. Tommy and Mickey, we got to get into NXT from last night because, wow, how about what took place between Zoe Stark and Nikita Lyons? They're in that tag team title match. Unfortunately, you know, they weren't able to capture those tag team titles, but Tommy, did you see Zoe Stark attacking Nikki Lyons with that women's tag team title belt last night?
Well, if this is a Women of Wednesday, the women totally, as they usually do, dominate NXT. What a great tag team match that the champions and the challengers brought. The tag team at the end, then Zoe Stark blasting Nikita Lyons with that tag team championship. A crazy woman. She went off. I'm a big fan of Zoe Stark. I would have loved to see her turn babyface, stay babyface. But, man, that turn was pretty out of nowhere. And yep. The people were pissed. If you're going to be a wrestling fan, don't start a chant for a person who just did a turn, because that's not going to help that person. It also doesn't help Nikita Lyons, who the fans like. But the women actually, they absolutely crushed it. Loved their false finishes. Loved the buildup. I watched that match. I was so into it. And with their creativity, with their moveset, and they got me on all their false finishes. It was a great job. It was a great main event in NXT. And there's other great things happening in NXT in the sense of these – it's newer, it's fresh, it has a way younger vibe. And there's also these new people that are coming in that definitely with these vignettes, they look like mini movies that are coming in, and they really have my interest peaked of who are these talents who are going to be within NXT and the next generation of the WWE.
And you know what, Mickey, I agree with Tommy in the fact that we know we've talked a lot about this when it comes to NXT. This is developmental. This is that next generation of WWE superstars. And I think they do a really good job. And Tommy brought up a good point. I didn't think of it until he did. They do some great video packages and vignettes mm-hmm. before introducing these wrestlers. So it's all right. It's already planted in your brain. You're already excited to see who is this and what's this going to mean to the NXT brand. And that's a great – and that's kind of old school. We kind of grew up with that in the world of the WWF, where they would have those vignettes before somebody would debut. And I think it's a really cool element with NXT right now.
Right. Well, what was that one that they showed last night where it was like the writing on the wall? It was just yep. the voice. That was really, I'm actually excited, Tommy, to see Zoe Starks as a heel, because I think she's a great baby face. She's obviously a great wrestler, but I think that this edge to her is going to take her to a whole new level, because people already loved her, but yep. now she can show like a little nastier side, and I'm excited for her. I think it's going to be cool.
I do agree
with you on the, when the fans start doing the, like the anti chants of like cheering for the bad guys.
Yeah.
You know, it is frustrating from like, because the casual viewers at home don't understand. They're like, what? Wait, you know, why are they cheering against my baby face, you know, that I love so much? But that happens a lot, though.
Correctamundo.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, and that's what happened at the end of that show. I mean, Zoe was actually getting cheered from that crowd when they signed off, and it was kind of odd, but that's exactly right. What happened last night on NXT. Good call. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.